That's the vote of nice Yiduach Yodo Kis Ko by Amalek. Just very recently, but the Amalek is the bechinah. The pasuk says, "And the Bishalach Yodo Kis Ko Melchama Shon Amalek." In other words, the Yudke is there, and the Vovke Amalek is very poigim. Why is Amalek very poigim in the Vovke? That's the pshat. Because when did Amalek come? When the Bnei Shalom says Hayesh Hashem Bekirbein, when the Klal Yisrael says Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayin. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. That's a pachad igzach. Everything we're saying over here is the Rebbein Shalom is nislavish the whole time. The Rebbein Shalom is nislavish the whole time. The Rebbein Shalom is nislavish the whole time. Into everything. To say Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. So that's a kfir on the Vav Kei. Understand? It's a kfir. And you're not being megala to show the Rebbein Shalom is everywhere. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. And it says, Pasuk says straight away, Vayov Amalek, Vayelochem Yisrael. Then you're playing in the hands of Amalek. Because Amalek is the one talking who's master. One is known as master. On a home and say, Yeshnoi. Yeshnoi. Bechin sleeping. Bechabal has a bechin of a dormito. He chapped that in. Whatever. Pierizal. It's a whole Indian of a molek. A molek. He chapped Yeshnoi on Mechot. Says a chazal. Ki'ilu. The anhog of a Kodesh Baruch was sleeping. So Peter read. Now, Ki'ilu there was a dormito. He chapped. A molek was a big makubel. And he chapped. There's a bechin of a sheino. The bechina of a sheina. That's why he chapped around. The bechina of a sheina means the bechina of the hashkacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu the whatever the moichin of zehampin went up to Abba Nima. There's a certain darga of dormita. It's called a kilu sleep of anhaga of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zehampin is the anhaga of the world, and there's a bechina of dormita, just like Adam Rishon. He slept. The sleeping of Adam Rishon of Pikabal is connected to the bechina. There's the moichin of zehampin or oile lemala. So homan chap that is a certain. There's a certain sleeping in the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, Kedei L'Shaber Esau, a certain sleeping, and that's why he chapped around. What's the sod? These are sods, Arizah, we have no Havana what that means, but on our simple level, the pshat is, that's Amalek. Amalek says, Yeshnoi, Amalek says, Ki'ilu Hashena, sleeping, Klapi Ma'ala Rachman Etzlan. Ki'ilu, there's no anhog down here. They're Oike the Vavke, the Vavke is the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here, and they're pointing him that. So when Klal Yisrael say Yesh Hashem v'kirbeinu im ayin, they're saying ki'ilu that they're ki'ilu that there's a sleeping there in an anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. What was that goyim? Balayla hahu nodadosh nasa melech. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom came out kaviyachol of that tardema, that bechin of tardema. The Rebbein Shalom came out of it, because that's where Amalek gets chiyus from. Because when there's a stalkus of the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a darga where you can be machshel Yisrael into thinking, Ayesh Hashem v'kibeinu imayin. So meilu, v'yayla hu, nodadosh nasa melech. And who does the melech, who does the Rebbein Shalom remember? Remember the tzaddikim, Motcha HaTzaddik. The tzaddikim are the ones who bring the Rebbein Shalom's hashkod, b'shamayim down to Oretz, the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here to the Oretz. That started the whole anhog all over again. That's the whole sod of Purim, the whole sod of the nondosh nasa melech, the faket. If when there's a bechinas sheina, homan is makatrik, so then there's another dosh nasa melech. And then there are a bunch of reminds themselves of tzaddikim. It's always the nakuda. Nakuda is, there's a darga of there's a darga of nitin rishus, hashchis, lachabel, whatever, right? Eina mafchin. And then the Rebbein Shalom remembers the tzaddik, and the tzaddik, the bechinah of the tzaddik. So pshat is that whole vort is the Rebbein Shalom says, okay, if they think the Oretz is separate in Shemayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not here, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin, if that's their hashkofa, so Shalom says, I'll give the anhoga to Chas V'Shalom, and then the nitin rishus lemashchis. But what's the tzaddik? Tzaddik, you just said, Chaber Shmaya Moritz. There's nothing about a tzaddik as there's an Oretz without a Hanhoga, without a Hashkoch. His old vote is, there's Ochit Shmaya Vara, Kikoil, Bashmaya Moritz, there's Ochit Shmaya Vara. So he brings back the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Kaviyachal Rebbein Shalom was reminded, Kaviyachal of Modcha Tzaddik. That's what he chorused in the Kroinus, Achashver Shvot, how Modcha Tzaddik saved his life. Suddenly the Melech loves the Tzaddik, he loves the Tzaddik, he loves the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is Ma'achet Shmai Va'aro. Ma'achet Shmai Va'aro, then Hog of the Tzaddik that saved him. Till then there was a Bechinah Vayesh Hashem Bekirbein Amayim Seder. Litter and Shusla Hashkes Le Haman. There's no Vavke, the Malim, Amalek's Malim, the Vavke, Vavke is an hug of the Oilam, Amalek was Shoilet over Chasu Shalom, the Bechina of that, of the Bechina of Amalek. So that's the whole son of Amalek. Amalek is Malika, or Yutke is Moichin. Where's Moichin in the head? Where the Midas? The Midas are the Bechina of the body. What's the Gesher between them? The neck. Comes along Amalek. Amalek is Lashem Malika. What does a Malakis Rosha mean? There's no chibur between the head and the body. Malakis Rosha. Malakis Rosha. Malakis Rosha means chopping the head off. Malika, chopping the head off. So chopping the head off means that the Moichin, that's always the Likus. But it should come from the Moichin down to the Midas, which is the Shemayim, coming down to the Oret. Amalek severs that. Amalek Lashem Malika. Tzadik, Mordechai Tzadik came along again and he brought it back. He brought another back. So Mordechai's Miram is on Basamim, right? Nice smelling things. When a person feels his neshama leaving him, it's also like the Bechina, neshama going back. It's like Yestalkus from Aretz to Shemayim. So then you need Basamim, to be Miyasha the person, to be Mechaber Shemayim Aretz again. That's the Bechina of Mordechai Tzadik. Mordechai. Esther is Hadas. Hadas is Yesh Bei Reach, Bei Matan. They started smelling again. Oh, Reach, Neshama, She'en Aguf Nenes Memenu, Ela Neshama Nenes Memenu. That book, the Neshama back. That was Miyashiv, the Miyashiv and the Neshama together. All sort of Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Yom Kippurim also is in it. What do people do? A pipshat. You can't eat. So in order to be mashed in the mayor brothers, what does one do? What do? They smell, no? Pass with some of them around. Mm-hmm. Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is the other way around. Yom Kippurim, there's no goof. I'm Purim. The pshat is that there was a bechina of Amalek. Amalek means he separated the goof from Shemayim. And there's the only goof, Kirillah. And then they have to bring the neshama down. On Yom Kippurim there's also a sakana. Sakana is there's no sakana of the neshama is going to leave. Neshama is going to leave. Right? There's no goof. So there's no keli for the neshama. So the neshama is going to leave. Neshama is going to leave. Let me smell. That's the yashid daiti. You know the isa achila, the isa chorus is not a kazayis on Yom Kippurim. It's a shir of kesevus because it's miyasev daiti. That's the whole making the chibur again. That's the bechin of Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, that's the bechina of a keret. When it comes to the goof is not a steer to the neshama. The goof is not a steer to the neshama. That's the greatest schabras together. That's the avoida. The greatest schabras together. And the day where there's the greatest schabras together, there's also machias amalek. Machias amalek, when you make a schabras of goof and neshama, so then then you're going to make a machias amalek. And Yom Kippurim, we take the soul azazel and we send him to where it belongs. That's the machias amalek. Soul azazel corresponds to Esau. That's the thing. Both on Purim and on Yom Kippurim is Mechis Amalek. Purim is Mechis Amalek. Kipshuto, you hang them on the tree. And Yom Kippurim, you send away the Sol HaZazel, and then there's the greatest Ischabrus. Then there's the greatest Ischabrus. Mishte, Simcha, that's the Ischabrus on Purim. And Yom Kippurim is the Heilig Ischabrus. There's a Nebun Mechina of Ischabrus. And so in Purim is a mitzvah of Faket, because the Mishta V'Simcha is cooler. What does the Gemara say in the Megillah? Look at the difference. Why did the whole story start off with the Mishta V'Simcha V'Achashverosh? To show what happens when they get into Gashmias. When they get into the Mishta V'Simcha, is whose wives are prettier, and who's this, and who all the Tumah and the Treif and the Toyeva. And it all comes out. It all comes out that they're goof. There's no shaykh. And the Mishta V'Simcha, when they get their goof going, so then there's no neshama there. There's no neshama there. They're thinking about bringing Vashti in, Aruma. That's them when they start getting into a goof. Abba, says the Gemara there. Abba, what comes out? Suda, Vayidin, full of Zmiras, Sir, Shiras, the Shishbacha is In other words, the Purim is Megala, Vayidin, and Mishta V'Simcha is Kulei Ruchni. Mishta V'Simcha is Kulei Ruchni. The Mishta V'Simcha concours a person to have his Dalkas. The Mishta V'Simcha calls a person to have his Dalkas. Kom Rabba, Shachter Zeret. In other words, the whole Indian of Yain, the whole Indian of the Mishtav Simcha is Goyim, the Gashmis is Goyim, our chukka to Ruchnis. That's the Bechina. So whenever you want to see a Mardege Ischabrus, you want to see a Yichud. You want to see a Yichud between the Neshama and the Guf. A Yichud and Neshama and the Guf can only come out when there's a Heligasuda. Shabbos, which is Oynes Tamat Chacham. Oynes Tamat Chacham, Oynes is the Ischabrus of the Shemayim Oretz. That's what we have malachim with us. So it's Shemayim comes down to Eretz. For Eila Shabbos, you have to have oineg, you have to have a mishta, you have to have gishmak, oineg, gishmak amil. But what's tetayid by Eila Shabbos? The only divrei Torah, only zmiris, shiris, sishvachis, rochis, sedoris, lemelach, kel chay v'kayim. That's the within of Shabbos. So that's restoring the Vav Kei. Amalek Imach Shemo Mezichram. They take the Vav Kei. They take the Vav Kei. And Rechis Amalek, when we restore the Yud Kei to the Vav Kei, which is the Bechinas Neshama, to the Bechinas of the Iskalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here.